Now, Diddy.
Okay, I'm awake. Are y'all awake? Wake up. Okay, so yesterday we had a security guard for the hotel. Remember when he beat Cassie up? That he, a security guard for that hotel, testified, and also the escort, I guess, who was there, testified in Jesus Christ. But I don't know if y'all been watching, but this dang security guard and Diddy attorney, that I can't think of his name off the top of my head, Mr. Steele, who is Young Thug lawyer. Oh, he ain't no pussy. He is putting up a fight for the diddler, y'all. He is putting up the biggest fight. They also have to do another cross-examination with the security guard, but we don't know yet. And Cassie's husband was there yesterday, so that's why everybody was saying that Cassie was going to be on the stand yesterday, because her husband was there. In today is day two, and we finna get the shit, y'all. Oh my gosh, because Cassie is supposed to be on the stand today. This morning, probably right now as I'm speaking, I got an insider that's letting me know all the shits right now. They say for some reason today it's a lot of Diddy supporters, a lot of people wearing Sean John, and seceding is like more so on Diddy's side today, which is crazy. Y'all, this man got high school friends he used to go to school with, got people shouting out love, 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 like what? And it's so sick, because yesterday, Brian Steele, I think that's his name, Brian Steele, the attorney, the lawyer, whatever, he was trying to make it seem like Cassie was just like the ringleader of all of this. And that's what he was basically trying to prove to the security guard, because what the security guard was saying, like, he felt bad for Cassie, and Cassie told him that she was ready to go home and this, that, and the other, but none of it was in his incident report. So when Brian Steele asked his questions, he was literally going off and literally made this man so upset that he literally was arguing, like, you know, when people get on the stand and they just like, well, wait a second, this actually happened, you need to hear me. And Brian Steele was like, no further questions, Your Honor. Oh my God. But y'all, that's not even like the upsetting part. They had this escort on the stand, y'all. And when I tell you, like, I was ready to cry. I'm still ready to cry. Because we ain't even talking about Justin, Quincy, and Christian. We're talking about these little girls right here. They had to sit right there and listen to all of that. They said the twins was getting up and leaving out. Chance was kind of, you know, in and out. He kept turning around periodically trying to check on them and stuff like that. And I just would have been, I would have had a stone cold face. And I would have wanted to hear all of that. Even though this isn't my father, I would have wanted to hear all of that. Because who are you really? All of y'all as the kids are living off of all of this. So it's like, you know. And then it's the fact, y'all, they said, I believe it was in the opening statement, how Diddy had a escort give Cassie, was getting oral from Cassie, and he told the escort to urinate down Cassie's throat. And she started choking on it, bro. When I tell you, like, they are trying to gun for it all when it comes to Diddy, and they don't care if your mama right there, they don't care if your baby mama's right there, they don't care if your kids is right there. And then another thing, speaking of the baby mamas, Misa, what happened to you? They said Misa walked in there with a walker. Now, last time I checked, Misa is like a world-renowned stylist for the celebs, mainly Mary J. Blige, who was her best friend, who she now is suing. And you walking up in there with a walker? I want to know, what's tea? Or was Diddy a part of that? To make sure you be on his side when all this comes around and about? I'm just saying. I'm so tapped in with this case right now. It's so crazy. I am so just ready to hear when they go to break, or what, like the first recess or whatever, because this, I know today is going to be a very long, even longer than yesterday. And yesterday was 8.5 hours, 9 hours. So just imagine how long it's going to be today. Plus with Cassie getting on the stand, plus with the defense and
prosecution questioning her. Oof.